I don't feel like anyone's talking.
They're blockers.
That's not why I came to Hollywood.
Fucking backwards.
Bullshit.
I hate to break it to you.
That's cool, right?
Yes.
Here it is.
Here it is.
It's official. Woo-hoo. This is the new Holmes who hate to break it to you. I got all this new equipment. How do you feel?
I'm so excited. I said I wanted to be the first guest, and here I am.
I was going to do a podcast. I have my own solos and stuff, and I have a lot of ideas, but we can't just do a pod right now and not talk about what's going on in this world. We got to talk about stuff because, you know, just fucking it's Friday evening going into Saturday.
10 minutes.
Don't tell them that.
Sorry.
It's a school night for you.
Yes.
That sounded creepy. And, you know, we got to talk about the state of the world. So, you know, I steer away from politics because it's people get crazy. But I think at some point we're heading into this place where we are going to have to fucking pick sides because it's nutty. And what's going on right now, you know, waiting for this election, I don't even want to get into that. I'll let other people deal with that. But I want to talk about the current climate. And I want to know if comedy is going to be more in trouble now if Mr. Joe goes in. Now, why do I say that? Well, I was getting to do some shows tonight. Amazing show. I did a show in Burbank. It was off the hook. It was literally in a carport. And it was 30 people, and the crowd was just fire. And then I did the Jimmy Shin show at a Presbyterian church in the back. And the crowd was also fire. So these are our new lives of where we're getting to do shows. And so tonight, I, you know, we are, shut up. Listen to me. Shut up. So I get, so tonight, you know, I'm like getting ready to do my show. By the way, I kept it together. And I did a tweet. And Biden was talking. He messes up. And he messed up again, and he messed up again, and he messed up again, right? So I did a tweet, and I said, this guy isn't even president yet, and he's already flubbed his lines 3 times. If that were me, they'd be calling my agent. Pretty innocent tweet, right?
Yes, I thought it was funny.
Innocuous tweet.
It wasn't even super, like, political. It was just, like,
it was not political at all.
It's an observation.
It's an observation. It's a joke.
Yeah.
I'm about to go on stage, and she's like, Jamie!
Literally, like,
I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, tweet is blowing up! And I'm like, is that good? She's like, no!
They're about to be canceled!
Take it down! Yes. They're coming! And I'm like, what? And then I go on my Twitter, and my fucking tweet is getting hated.
Yes.
Whoa. So, I mean, it's not crazy. It's got 253 likes, 77 retweets, but 189 comments.
That's a lot of comments.
And this is what people are saying. They're like, wow. Talk about someone who couldn't live through a sequel, right? And then this person said, it was a nice person, said, come on, Jamie, not cool. He's had a lifelong stutter that he has fought to overcome. I thought it sounded lovely compared to the drivel we've had for 4 years. Okay, so that's the first kind of tweet that's at the top of my timeline. And I'm going to just start shouting out everyone's name because I don't care.
Yep.
And this was the guy named Jamie Schneider. Jamie, same name. And okay, he educated me. I had no fucking idea that somebody said he has a learning disability. No, he has a speech impediment.
Yeah.
And I was going to tweet after that. Is his speech impediment being 79? And then she's like, don't do it! Don't! So I'm like,
trying to save you from getting canceled.
So I'm like, what? So I, first of all, if you're watching Mr. Biden, Team Biden, I had no idea you had a speech impediment. I've never heard that in my life. Apparently, Joe Biden has a stutter. And if he does, I'm very sorry. I've never heard that once. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Exactly.
I do not know.
In fact, we just talked to Kyle, the podcast producer of this, and he's like, that's like a new thing. They're just, people are throwing out there in the last like 2 days. So the joke on Biden is that he's a flubber. Mm-hmm. He's a flubber. He's got early signs of D.
Well, and not only that, but to validate your point is that the other day he was giving like a little speech in front of a crowd or something. And he called his granddaughter, Natalie, he called her Bo. He's like, this is my son, Bo. His son, Bo, died.
Yeah, it was very sad.
It's very sad. But I'm like.
But yeah, that's a big. Yeah. I mean, that's. Listen, people go on the thing. I don't know. You can't bring that up. That's,
but I don't call you my mom. I'm not like, this is my mom.
No, I know. Here's the thing. It's a joke.
Yeah.
Here, let me explain what a joke is to everybody. First of all, shoot or shoot. Shoot or shoot. And by the way, my two sets tonight were.
Fire!
So here's the thing. A joke is a joke. Like, hold on. Let me get to that before I do it. I just want to read some of these responses so people understand that, like, what I have to deal with. Like,
can I pick some too?
Hold on, let me start.
You start.
LMAAO. All right, he was never able to speak properly. Oh, here's the first bad one. Says the below, that's too below, average actor make fun of paraplegics that stumble once or twice too.
Oh, that escalated quickly.
I didn't even know the guy had a stutter. If I had to give a speech at 10 p.m., I'd flub the entire thing. That's not true. I do shows at midnight. I don't flub. Just watched Boiler Room. You didn't flub any of those lines. That's a good joke because it was the cocaine scene. I knew I liked you for a reason. Okay, well, these are actually nice. There was some hell. Wait, is this tweet for real? You should yell at your agent for not putting in the new Tremors movie. Somebody said, you still have an agent?
There's a lot of this.
Oh, wait, is it L.A. guy? Alan G. Smith, which is like a Smithy. He's got his IMDb in here.
Can I read some?
Wait, yes.
You're ugly. Sorry, that was funny.
Wait a minute, that's aggressive. That's aggressive. Hold on, that's aggressive. Hold on.
Okay.
Wait a minute, look at this guy.
I want to see you. Airdrop him to me.
Alan Smithy. I don't know who he is. He's born in Ireland.
Oh.
And he's taking a shot. Not a terrible shot.
What did he say?
He's like, you still have an agent. But like, that's weird to say, dude. Because like, I'm an actor. You're an actor. Like, I just played my fucking SAG dues. They were really expensive.
Yeah, they were.
So I guess I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
And like, I don't understand people coming after people in the same work, but I don't know this guy. Okay, you can read some things. You can't wait.
These are so funny.
Boy, look at she can't
she's
wait.
Eager.
When someone shits on me, your day is
I'm the first
May.
Person to be happy about it. Okay, I like this one. It says, anyone want to call his agent? Hashtag asshole. And they put all your agent's info there.
They actually put my agent's.
There's a screenshot with. It's got the name, the agency, the number, your website.
So wait, what does that do? They go, Daddy.
They want to tell you and tell.
Tell Tato Tututa. What are they going to do?
They're going to get you dropped. I don't know.
For what?
I don't know.
A joke?
I guess.
Okay, so what? Did anyone reply to that?
It got 5 likes and a retweet.
Take call my agent and say, you be tattletale. Okay, what other ones?
I guess someone said, you're so annoying.
I'm annoying.
Yeah. You have an agent? Why?
Okay.
What agent? You haven't worked in years.
That's just not true. Someone said, that's why your movies go direct to streaming and Netflix right now. And I'm like, don't all movies do that?
Yeah. Like, I mean, Leo just signed up for a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
really
Brad
terrible.
Pitt did his Netflix movie. I'm sorry. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Someone said, I'm glad you died in Scream 2. Oh,
that's aggressive.
I don't think a lot of people would agree with that because that's everyone's aggressive. Really sad about your death.
Thank you. Yeah, you're not finding any good ones. You're not.
I
doing,
know. Where did they go? They were like, remember when pushed. Jamie Kennedy was famous? Yeah, neither do I. Oh, shots fired.
Shots fired. I do think your stand-up is very funny.
You haven't been relevant in 20 years.
20?
20.
Wait, I love when people say relevant. Like, what does relevant mean?
I don't even know.
Like, explain it to me.
I think it's you have to have like millions of being Kylie Jenner, basically. You're relevant. Everyone's talking about you all the time. Call Kardashian clan.
But there are people that people don't talk about every day that are still good and work and are fucking great.
Yeah, but I think you're talking about like the new generation and what they like find appealing. So like all the Zoomers and stuff, like if you're not on TikTok and you're not on YouTube with millions of followers, you're basically irrelevant. You're basically dead to them.
I mean, that's their opinion.
I agree. I didn't say they're right. I'm just saying.
Remember this line, dementia. Okay.
Got it.
I mean, like, what's relevant? I guess relevant is like your words matter.
Yeah, let me look it up on Urban Dictionary.
Right?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll know what it is.
I mean, I know what it is, but I really want to break that one down. Wait one second. What was the last thing you were in, Jamie? Your phone hasn't even been ringing. Do they have my phone?
I don't know.
I know the guy from Kicking It Old School isn't talking shit. Well, that's a good movie. It's right there. So this one.
Oh, let's hear it.
He's tired, long ass days. The man hasn't slept, and I'm calling your agent.
And that's
from. Where's he? Where's the poster? He's not on the poster. He's that's from Rosenbaum, Michael Rosenbaum, who's on there somewhere. But is that a diss or is that him just being funny? He's being funny.
I'm
calling your
agent.
Funny.
Yeah,
but. People are like,
they're like, yeah, get him,
get
Rosie.
Him, Rosie.
Yes.
I don't have any beef with Rosie, do I? I love Rosie. If you're watching, you're hilarious. I love you, dude. I mean, it's a joke. Here's the thing. I'm not anything. You will find out my political affiliations soon, but it's not what you think, and it's not what you not think. Okay? I'm not a political person. Okay. I believe things that are way different than the salmon believe. Okay. And you can make fun of me or judge it, but I bet I've been around more of the world than most people who tweeted at me. Mm-hmm. Multiple times. And I've seen a lot of shit. And I know the number one combining thing in the world is money.
I was going to say food.
Yes, politics is very food-based.
I'm just hungry. I'm sorry.
You just had a Whopper.
I know.
So, it's a Whopper. Look, so the thing is, I made the joke because... The guy's 78 years old.
Wow.
Okay? God bless his soul. But that's who this country just elected. I'm not saying Trump is the answer either. Please, I'm not. But Trump's the incumbent. It's your fucking job to put somebody in there that can fucking do the job. Okay? You fucking kicked the pooch when you didn't put Kamala as the lead. She's a woman. She's black. She's smart. She's a lawyer. That was a good pick. But you fucked that up. And then you had Bernie. You've been fucking this guy who seems like a
good dude, right? Mm-hmm. A good dude. Yeah, he's a little bit of a socialist, but I have to hear all his issues. Mm-hmm. It's not terrible. I don't love his tax plans, but hey, figure it out.
People with college debt like him.
Yeah. You had Andrew Yang. You shit the bed on that one too. So you had smart Asian man, successful smart black woman, good human, older white gentleman, humanitarian. And you said, let's go with old ass politician white guy again.
Right? Again.
So you went with a bumbler to a stumbler. I never knew the guy had a stutter, and I apologize to him if he did. I would never make fun of that, but I've never fucking heard that. Let's just be real. I was making a joke on his dementia, and I'm not making a joke about dementia because I'm starting to fucking get the shit. And so guess what? I'm not trying to run for that office. What I'm trying to say is, like, are you out of your mind? You want a young, vibrant, exciting. Both the candidates weren't there.
Don't you think it's weird, though, how you never see someone running that's, like, in their 30s? Like, it's never a young person. It's always, you have to be, like,
because
almost 50 or older.
Because it's a fucking rigged game. It's a rigged fucking game. And they took a career. Here's the thing I crack up about. Everybody who hates Trump and shits on Trump, God bless you. Do whatever you want. They hate and shit on Trump. And then they go, oh, Biden! Oh, my God. He's our savior. Oh, my God. Oh, Joseph, you did it. He's incredible. He's so much different than Trump. He's an old white guy who's made millions of dollars through fucking shady deals. It's great. He's, are people, like, you went from fucking a 501 boot cut to a Wrangler.
Yes.
Right? Am I right with that?
Yes.
Give me, you went from like an Aldo shoe to a
Target shoe?
No, a Zara shoe. Okay. I'm trying to give the ladies something.
Yeah.
So, I just don't think, I know you think Trump is this huge liar, and there's obviously he is. Obviously he is. He's a lot of things. And I'm not pro-Trump. I'm pro-conversation. Let's repeat that again. I'm not pro-Trump. I'm pro-conversation. I'm pro-talking about everything. I'm pro-devil's advocate. But to think that Biden is this pious dude, you're correct. I just disagree with you. I think that he's his... got a lot of skeletons in his closet too. And that's okay. It's just that all these people that cry. So all these people that are crying about my joke, it's like, get out of here. Right?
What I think is funny too is that—
but I'm going to tell you why, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that all these Californians wanted Biden so bad, but like, do they know that this alleged tax plan that he's planning for California— he's like planning on raising the California taxes to 62% or something on something.
I was never out there complaining saying, this is fucking wrong. You fucking owe me. No. Mm-mm. I fucking figured out the system.
Yeah.
I saw what the system was. I didn't figure it out. And I said, oh, okay, here's the parameters of this game. How do I get in it to get a piece of it? That's what the American dream is. You got to maneuver it. Mm-hmm. And all these people that want to break the dream, go for it. If you do, go for it. But get off your weed. Get off your ketamine. Stop crying about Halloween. And do something. Like, do something. Do something. Do 4 shows a night as a comedian. Write 3 scripts. Go to your acting workshops. Try to produce a book. Like, really do it. Really fucking do it. Spend your money. Make yourself tapes. Make a demo. Make a short film. Do something. I'm just saying a lot of people that complain, meh, I bet they think they were wronged, you know, as opposed to putting their own money where their mouth is. I put my money where my mouth is multiple times. And I'll do it again. Mm-hmm. And I have won and I have lost.
Yeah.
So that being said, you went, yeah,
Big time on that second one.
You're sorry.
Like, yeah.
Well, no, but it's like, it's nice that you can admit that. You know, some people, I don't know.
Why not?
No, I like
And that. Guess what? Why do I say that when you say, Jamie, you're so trusting with people, you take so many risks mm-hmm. with money. And what do I say? I say, because I believe that people think like me. Mm-hmm. I believe I'm always going to be able to make money.
Yeah.
And I believe that people are going to work as hard as me. And as I've learned over the years, they're just not. A lot of people are lazy. They're scared. They're insecure.
They're bums.
They're bums.
They're alcoholics.
Yeah, a lot of people have a lot of problems.
There's
so you can't.
Cats.
Take it. Jesus Christ. Take that. Stop that. Jesus Christ.
You can cut that part out.
Listen, people got their issues.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is, okay, so here's the thing. I did the joke because everyone's, I can't believe the amount of people that get butthurt over jokes about like president and all this shit, right? Like, how many people make jokes about Trump every day? Here's what's crazy. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. They said they want Biden to be presidential. Because that's why people hate Trump so much. Because they say he's like not presidential, right? Mm-hmm. What's presidential? What they mean is he's leading our country. He's speaking into a teleprompter. And he's doing dignity. But behind the scenes, he's sticking cigars in fucking, you know, interns' vaginas. And I mean, what the fuck? I don't want presidential. I want transparency and I want the truth or some semblance of the truth. Mm-hmm. Okay, I really want the truth, but you can figure out if someone's lying or not. But like, who do you think was presidential? Okay, like,
they've what's been talking about George Washington a lot lately.
George Washington had wooden teeth.
Yeah, I know.
He couldn't even get veneers.
I know.
Disgusting. Oh my God. You're making fun of people with no teeth. But it's like,
we'll hear about it later.
Like, fucking, you could go through the history of fucking people.
Yeah.
Like, JFK was a great speaker. Charismatic man. Was he presidential? Sure. But he was fucking Marilyn Monroe. And fucking running down the gamut of starlets on the side. Is that presidential? His brother was then also effing Marilyn Monroe. Is that presidential? Like, presidential to me is living that way, not acting that way. So just because Biden said a speech doesn't mean he's presidential. I'm not knocking the guy. I'm just calling out bullshit for fucking people that want fake fucking pumpkin spice lattes and lies.
Hey.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, what are you mad about? Like, give me a break. Like,
I love PS also.
I know you do, but like, that's what I'm saying. It's like presidential. Every president you think was a great speaker, guarantee there's dirt on them.
The only difference is now, I feel like,
people who love Bill Clinton, look at all the dirt that's coming up.
And if social media was around during their times, it'd be a completely different story. You know?
Totally. And here's the thing is that like all these people are defending Biden and they should, you can say whatever you want. God bless you. But like, do you know how much people say shit about me? Mm-hmm. Like when I do something and they say, Jamie Kennedy's on drugs. No, I have a heart problem. Do they say, oh my God, no, he has a heart problem. Jamie Kennedy is haggard. Oh, no, I worked all night and then I had to get up in the morning to do a news interview.
Yeah.
Jamie Kennedy looks homeless. No, I just don't want to shave right now. Jamie Kennedy is, it's like, oh, Jamie Kennedy looks beat up. Yeah. Oh, okay. Maybe I was just at someone's funeral. Like literally like the stuff that people say about me and no one comes to my defense.
No.
I'm just. I know you do, but let me get it out. Like, okay. They just expect me to take it and you know. Yeah, does it hurt sometimes? Yeah, but have I got better at taking it? Yeah. But, like, yo, man, that's the game we're in. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know the guy had a stutter.
You don't cry about it either.
No. Well, you have to consider the,
about it.
You got to consider the source.
Right.
Like if someone gets you and gets you good, it's like, ooh, you know. But it's like, it's just a bunch of people crying with like 50 or 90 followers. Not that that means anything. Mm-hmm. Or cartoon characters. Or some lady that people like stan. Somebody hit me up, some lady, I don't know who she is. But they're like, we stan you, queen. I'm like, yo.
To you?
No, to her.
Oh.
Because she's stepped to me.
Oh.
Like some blue check mark lady.
Ooh.
But like, we.
Is she a Karen?
No. But. So this one's. So you're unaware of a speech impediment? The one he's had his entire life? Yes, I am.
I guess you got to read the Joe Biden biography.
I'm sorry, I forgot to do that. It's documented he's got a stutter. What's your excuse? This is one. Oh, Ruth Connell. Who's Ruth Connell? He has a well-documented stutter and isn't an actor. Why aren't you a wee bit funnier? Oh. Ruth Connell's an actor, actress, person of increase.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh.
And then people are like this on her comment, but she's got a blue check mark. Oh, she's coming to. It's cannibalism.
Oh.
I'm the victim here.
You are.
And then, oh, look at being scared. Our boy jumped in.
It's
funny
him.
How people crack up all the showsy headlines. That's true.
Shout out to Dane.
Ruth, you're my queen. He wouldn't be funny even if he was a wee bit funnier. I don't even know who this is. I'm going to look up her credits.
All right.
But the bottom line is this. God bless her. I hope you're great, lady. I don't know you. And it doesn't matter if I don't know you. You matter. Just like the little cartoon or the egg emojis. You matter too. You all matter. So here's the thing. This is the thing with the, this is why people, if they are from the left, and I'm not on the right, and I'm not on the left, I'm first thing you know about me is I'm a fucking center person. Is that's why people really hate the left. Because they're arrogant. So fucking arrogant. And they want all of this forgiveness and like, oh, please forgive me. Oh my, oh, you're a horrible man. You're horrible. But yet, they're the first to like say, you got a weird freckle or you got cellulite on the back of your legs or you're balding or you're not like, it's like, yo, like, I don't even know that lady, but like, lady, you're in the same business. We both fucking have SAG cards.
Yeah.
Like, yo, why step to me? Like, we're in the same game, lady. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just cannibalism. That's odd. Like, you know, like, what are, you're an artist? Like, that's what we do. We say things. Mm-hmm. We say things that make people uncomfortable. And if you're not doing that in your art, then you need to look at your art.
How many cards does she have?
She probably has a lot. She's probably like huge, and I have no fucking idea what she has. Jesus Christ. Look her up. Look her up.
Well, you have a lot of credits. That's why.
I do. Go to her thing. Ruth Connell.
Okay. The Wi-Fi is okay.
The Wi-Fi works.
It was being slow for a second.
Wait a minute. My boy being scared. Dane. Dana being scared, I loved you. It's always somebody like this. I don't know who this person is. And they always have about 79 followers. Just 79 followers. And it's always a person with wire rim glasses. And they'll say, thousands from hell. Like, what's the lady done?
Does she have red hair?
Yeah.
Okay, found her.
Okay, go ahead.
She's been on Supernatural.
Okay, congratulations.
Disney Infinity. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
The Cursed Man.
Okay, good. Congratulations.
Harakiri.
Okay, congratulations.
Unsolved.
Okay, where's that at?
Meth Head.
Oh, Meth Head.
We love meth.
Thank
you. I mean, we don't love meth, but like.
Yes, we do.
A Perfect Ending.
Don't know what that is. Are these like art films or are these like films straight to Redbox Pakistan?
Perfect Ending. I think it looks like a LGBT movie.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't go there.
Sorry. But I've never heard of any of these.
Look, listen, lady. She's got a lot of followers. God bless you. Stop it.
Okay, done.
I'm sure you're great, ma'am. But I don't know you, and that's great. But here's the thing is, how do I reach all these? Here's the thing is, all these people say they hate me, but somehow they got a hold of my tweet.
Yeah.
So what does that say?
And they're giving you attention.
Yeah.
They're going out of their way to give someone that they're so mad at.
Who's such a talentless piece of unrelevant poo-poo.
Yes. You haven't been relevant in 20 years.
So why are they coming after me?
I don't know.
First of all, again, I'm sorry if Mr. Biden has a stutter. But I think we elected a guy that's too old. And I'm allowed to have that opinion.
Yes, you are.
The last time I checked. This could be scary for the next 4 years if jokes are going to get tougher.
Mm-hmm. If they can't laugh at that.
Yeah. I mean, clearly the guy, you know, he makes Wilford Brimley look like a preschooler.
Who's that?
Exactly.
Oh.
Just go with it.
Okay.
Quaker Oats. The right thing to do and the right way to do it. You know what that is?
The oatmeal?
Oatmeal man.
Okay.
I
didn't know he was
there. Okay, so pricks. How you doing, everybody? Like, so if you can't make a joke like that.
Mm-hmm. Comedy's done.
Like, yo. I don't know. I just think it's like going to be weird. Like, people are so, I don't know, they get so aggro.
About everything.
Yeah. And I'm just like, see, people, you know, no matter what happens, there's going to be problems.
I know.
This minute. That fucking, they announced the winner, there's going to be a shit show.
Mm-hmm.
You know this.
I was driving today and there was all these military helicopters flying around.
And?
And it freaked me out.
And then?
And I was like, shit's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh my God. Cartoon. Why? So now you're bullying people who stutter. I get bullied all the time.
All the time.
I'm the victim. What? Where are all these people at? How do they come to my timeline? They clearly are not a fan.
I think it's people, because like if you reply to someone, it'll pop up on someone's feed like, oh, so-and-so replied to Jamie Kennedy. And then if someone sees it and they're like, oh, screw this guy. And then they jump in, you know. And
this person said, at least he's not Jamie Kennedy. That would suck. I don't know.
Oh.
But why would you say, oh, like, I think I have a great life.
I do too. That's mean. I don't think they know you.
That's not mean. See, that's how fucking shit gets bad. Because you
at least I'm not Jamie Kennedy.
Yes.
Why? But that's not nice. Why wouldn't you want to be you?
I am me.
I know, but you have a great life.
I know.
So
there's nothing mean about it. If you go, oh, that means there's truth to it.
Because it sounded like there was a diss on his end. That's why.
That was a diss.
Yeah, but that's mean. I don't like that guy for saying that.
But it's not true.
I agree.
You know my life.
I know. And
it's
you're a great,
great
person, and it's amazing.
But so if you go, oh, then it's like, oh, that's sad. Like, that's giving it truth. That's how these people grow.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's it.
That's not what I was trying to do, though. I was more but like,
that was
oh,
a
that's
fail.
Not nice because he doesn't know you.
No, that's a fail. Because you can't, that person says something like that. Then that's like, you're like, oh, like, if I said, oh, that means it would affect me. Like, if I did like my life, I would be like, oh, but I love my life.
I love your life.
I know. So if you're going, oh, he's trying to be mean.
But I just don't like it. Like, why?
But he's trying to be mean. You're giving him a win right now.
No.
Because you're getting butthurt.
Because that's not nice.
But is it true?
No.
So then why are you butthurt? Seriously. You have to ask yourself that. Because this is like into the triggered thing. Like, why did you get triggered by that?
Because I felt like that was rude to tell someone.
Why?
Because he doesn't know you. So why would you be like, at least I'm not Jamie Kennedy? Like,
But he doesn't know me. He doesn't know how good my life is.
Right.
So if a person says that, mm-hmm. and I did hate my life, then it would be painful.
Okay.
So.
But do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, but you
How
have
would
to
I say that then.
Huh?
How would I say that then? In a way where it's not giving him power. You know what I mean?
Oh. You just be like, really? I seen your life. It's great. I mean, like, I have a great life.
Yes.
So I don't know what, like, yeah, if somebody says that, if you just say that that was weird now, you just gave it too much power. Oh, it's like somebody saying, you ugly bitch. And I went, oh, that's terrible.
Oh, you're right.
Right? Like, then that you'd be like, am I ugly? Like, yeah. Oh.
You're right. You're right.
Like, okay. Who would even begin to think you're ugly? Exactly. So would that
be... that sounds so conceited to me. I don't know.
But who would say... What if I went, oh, are you okay, honey? She called you ugly.
I knew this guy...
Wait, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Let's finish that point. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Someone called you ugly, what would you say?
I'd be like, thanks.
You'd be like, I know, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Would that affect you in 1 second?
No.
Exactly. So you just called... You verified that I'm ugly.
No.
Exactly. Next time someone calls you ugly, I'm going to go,
no, no, no.
Anyway, that's what, but like, you know, if somebody says something, that one's not going to hurt, but there might be other ones.
Wait, can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
There's this guy I know and he got his finger chopped off and I was like, oh, are you okay? But that's a moment of like, oh, right?
I don't know what you're saying and don't even bring that guy out.
Okay.
I just don't understand how people get so offended. I don't know where we're going to head. I had more to say, but I think that's it. It was a nice short one.
Yeah, a baby. Thanks for having me.
You are the...
donut.
And you are the...
the what?
Keep hitting the microphone.
Sorry, Jeremy. We'll
you are the...
the what?
Cherry breaker!
Yay!
Thanks, you guys. Don't get mad.
Don't get mad.
Talk it out. Peace.